talk to Dr. Max. We'll talk golf addiction, golf, et cetera, following Fox Business News on the half hour. Practic joined us on location Tuesday in our special fifth wheel, fifth Tuesday show at the Billion Show at the fairgrounds. He found his way without a map or GPS back into the studio today. Max?
I'm here, Bill. It's good to be with you. Good morning, folks.
You know, we had a lot of chances to see a lot of different people. We saw a lot of different ages out there. And I would guess what we saw at the fairgrounds yesterday is the same kind of people you would see in your Reinicke office.
Well, one thing about being a chiropractor is that you have a diverse clientele. My patients, last week I adjusted a four-week-old. And I think I've got a couple patients that you wouldn't think they're pushing 90, but they are, and they get regular chiropractic care.
One of the things that we have done with Max is that this is a golf show, but there are a lot of golfers that need some help physically, and that's how you and I actually put our heads together.
Yes.
So what have you done for me lately?
Well, what have I done for you lately? Let's see. You had a little, we've been working on Bill's low back and his right knee, and he had a weakness coming from the low back affecting the knee. And last week when you were in, he's been getting ARPed, and I checked him, and things seemed pretty good, and he got his ARP, and the weekend wasn't quite as good as maybe other times. And I checked you yesterday, and that weakness in your leg was back, coming from your back, and we gave you an adjustment. Did that make any difference with that knee?
It did. It made a lot of difference, and I'm not planning on playing golf until I play with the family later in the week, but I got up to a 38 in the ARP yesterday.
Excellent. Now, that is four times higher than where Bill was at when he started. And I have a question for you, Bill. Yesterday when you came into the office, you could tell the knee had bothered you a little bit. You talked about trouble doing your reverent kneel there for communion. Did you know you needed an adjustment?
I knew that something wasn't quite right because I'd played way too much golf. Sometimes you do that, and of course I was thinking about one of the problems that I described to you was coming down steps, that I was sometimes having to turn and go down one step at a time rather than using both feet. And as I was going down the steps from the altar, it was like, oh, I've got to go down the right way. And as I got to the bottom, I started rocking in my boat shoes before I did my little bow towards the altar. And my wife thought it was the funniest thing that she'd ever seen, that I was about to fall over. But it can happen. Just thinking about it, it's like a golf swing. If you're thinking that I might fall down those stairs and I have to turn around and do something I'm not used to doing, it can be a challenge.
Now, after the adjustment, how did things feel?
Fine.
Better?
Yes.
Very good. I've kind of got an analogy. The average person waits about 5 years before they consult anyone for a chronic problem. It's kind of human nature. You wait, maybe if I ignore it, it'll go away. A couple weeks ago, I bent over to pick something up, and I bumped my glasses on the edge of the table. And I bumped it pretty good. It bent the nose piece, bent the ear piece. And what do? I gave my glasses a little at-home first aid, you know, straighten them out a little bit. They still fit on my face. I could still read. I could still drive. But things weren't quite right. And I went for weeks with things not quite right. When's their time to get in and get your glasses adjusted? Well, I had a little free time this morning before I came down for the show. I stopped down at the optometric clinic there, and the young lady fixed my glasses so that a professional looked at my glasses. And what did she do? She made an adjustment to my glasses. And now they sit on my nose. They just feel right. I couldn't tell quite what was wrong. I knew things weren't right. And after they got adjusted, things feel good. And that's a perfect example of what chiropractors do for you, the human frame.
Other doctors. My wife has been saying, Bill, you never mentioned the other doctors with Dr. Max.
Well, you know, we have a new doctor, Dr. Joshua Jordy. He is he graduated from Palmer College of Chiropractic 3 years ago. He spent a couple years in Ireland. And he's been with us for about 8-9 months now, and he is just a sharp kid. I call him a kid only because I'm so old. But He's very proficient. He knows what to do, and the patients that he has seen just love him. I thought that the mayor was seeing him because he was easier to get in to see. The mayor couldn't fit into my schedule. Come to find out that Mayor Mike likes Dr. Josh's adjustments better than mine.
But it's all under the same roof.
It's under the same roof.
You're taking care of people.
And that's pretty high praise, and I can always think that I'm the one that taught Dr. Jordy what he knows.
So makes sense.
Either way.
We all try to put things off, putting off care.
And that's just it. Don't be like me with my glasses. Don't put the care off. Give us a call. It's simple, 335-0880. If you've never been to the chiropractor, the first step is what we call a free consultation. Make an appointment. Come in, sit down. We'll talk about it. If you decide it isn't what you need, there's no charge. If you decide it is what you need, then we'll let you know what the next step is going to cost, that exam, those x-rays if necessary and whatnot.
We were talking about being at the fairgrounds yesterday, and as we talked about the different demographics, my guess is not just people that's my age or your age get the ARP. It's probably across a wide spectrum.
We just had college senior come in. She's a softball pitcher, and her kick leg in her pitching, she's developed some hip pain. 2 years ago, she had that same hip pain, and in a young lady, it can kind of turn into a click almost. It's a looseness, and she responded well to care. She had to wear one of those little belts. She got some ARP, and now she's back again, and when I said, now we could do this with adjustments, or could we could use some ARP. Did you get ARP last time? And she said, oh, yeah, I got that ARP, and that helped a lot. So it works great. Younger people have a tendency to have more acute injuries. They don't have chronic problems. But the ARP wave therapy works on chronic problems, acute problems, and the young people, it's like a workout. It's good for them.
Pros, should they get ARP?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. You don't know, professionals don't like to appear weak. They don't want to give out any signs of weakness. And if they find something that works, they don't want to share it with any of their competitors. So when someone like Adrian Peterson makes a comeback, he goes from a season-ending injury to almost breaking the rushing record. Did he get ARP? We don't know. He sure could have. When someone like Jason Day has a vertigo condition that would have the rest of us laying on the couch watching, and not only does he finish, he's in the running. How do we know? Was he getting some ARP in the PT trailer? One thing I do know is that a number of years ago, there was a journeyman hockey goalie named Tim Thomas, and he had a torn labrum in his hip, and he didn't just get ARP. Those pros, they buy their own, and they on the internet, they get their treatments daily. He went from being so-so to his team won the Clark Cup, the Stanley Cup, and I can't think what all-star rating is in hockey, but he was the best player in hockey. I don't know if he got ARP or not, but I do know that in Boston there is a Tim Thomas ARP Wave Clinic, if that gives you any idea.
It does. If people want to get into Reinicke Chiropractic, how do they find you?
You can find me on the internet. We have a great website, ReinickeClinic.com. Google Chiropractor Max, Dr. Max, or call 335-0880. We're conveniently located just north of the Hy-Vee that's on Minnesota Avenue. Easy to get to. It's centrally located. We have a great staff. We'd like to change your life.
Dr. Max, thanks for the visit. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Bill. You have a good 4th of July weekend.
Thank you.